Now, the Central Bank of Ireland's latest quarterly bulletin has been published this morning. It shows the economy is forecast to grow this year, but with higher inflation impacting on households and businesses. To talk more about this and the impact on for us all is Martin O'Brien, head of Irish Economic Analysis with the Central Bank of Ireland. Good morning to you, Martin. Thank you for joining us. Inflation, it's what everyone's talking about, and it's no surprise really that the central bank has revised upwards what it expects inflation to hit this year. You're saying it could go up to 7.8%, but then there could be better news towards the end of 2022.
Good morning, Trasa. Yes, that's right. I mean, we are all experiencing much higher inflation than what we would have expected through 2022. And that's primarily related to, as we're all aware, the energy prices have been increasing quite substantially related to the Russian war in Ukraine. We also have had some ongoing sort of supply chain challenges as well in the global economy, which have also fed into a higher inflation outlook this year. And so, yes, we are expecting the monthly inflation rate to continue to pick up a little bit through the next coming months, but to ease off then through 2020, for the latter part of 2022 and into next year, and ultimately by the time we reach 2024, for inflation to be back down around the normal rates of inflation we would probably expect to see in an economy around 2%. But it is quite challenging. It does mean that sort of the extent of growth this year is a little bit weaker than what we were previously expecting, because basically people's purchasing power is more dampened by the high inflation rate that we're seeing at the moment.
And despite this high rate in inflation, can you explain to me why you're still predicting that our economy will grow?
So there was quite a substantial momentum in the economy coming out from the worst aspects of the pandemic. So we can all recall last year when there were still restrictions in place, etc. So there has been quite a boost to consumer spending, to business investment, etc., to exports, as the domestic economy and as the international economy more generally sort of moved away from the worst aspects of the pandemic last year, and there was a strong momentum coming into this year. And that's why, for the most part, we still see quite favourable levels in relative terms, quite favourable levels of growth this year. And while, as I said, the inflation situation is quite challenging right now, as that eases through the latter part of 2022 and into 2023, we also see quite a tight labour market. There's a lot of vacancies out there at the moment. Unemployment, we're still expecting it to remain very low, and that should feed into higher wage growth, which again supports better consumer spending, etc. next year, and that really is what underpins a lot of the favourable outlook there and the transition there. But I have to also emphasise there's a huge amount of uncertainty around at the moment, especially related to the geopolitical situation and the implications that could have for energy and other commodity prices and how that passes through to things like inflation in the future.
But this optimism, how much is that determined by the assumption that large multinationals will stay loyal to Ireland? Because we see now how much of our tax revenues is reliant on taxes from corporations, from companies.
Yeah, and it is something that we call out, that we have about €1 in every 8 that's collected in tax revenue in Ireland is coming from, in essence, 10 large multinational firms. Now, we don't expect that there would be, and it's not part of our central expectation, that there is some risk of these firms sort of leaving Ireland or things like that. Yeah, but there is a general risk in terms of the extent of tax revenue, the concentration tax revenue from multinationals, and the surprise nature of it. I mean, if we look at sort of the underlying sort of growth in the economy, it's very hard to see how a lot of the tax revenue that is generated is coming from that sort of economic base. So, and when we look at that, it would be important for the government not to rely on those kind of tax revenues and sort of build them into permanent increases in expenditure, and how they fund permanent increases in expenditure into the future. So it is something to be, just a risk that is there, but I don't think there's necessarily any, certainly part of our central expectation that we would see a dramatic fall in terms of FDI activity.
Now, obviously, inflation is impacting on how much we can spend on our wages. And again, I am quite pleasantly surprised, I have to say, by your forecast that next year you're envisaging strong wage growth. How do you predict that this will happen when so many businesses are under pressure?
So that strong wage growth in average will be reflected in different degrees in different sectors. I mean, at the moment, what we're seeing is there's quite a gaps in labour supply. So there's a huge amount of vacancies relative to, say, the numbers of people who are employed or the people who could potentially add into the labour force. And so that's really the main driver of where we see wages growing quite strongly next year, that we still see that sort of gap between the amount of labour demand, if I can put it like that, by businesses and the amount of labour supply. And that gap there is really the main driver of the strengthening wage profile that we have for 2023. There will also be some part of that where there will be some workers trying to catch up with the fact that their real incomes are going to fall a little bit this year because of the high inflation. So there will be some element of catch up in that respect. But primarily, it's about this, and mainly it's being driven by high tech sectors, ICT services sectors, professional services. These are really driving a huge amount of the high wage growth that we're envisaging. But to a lesser extent, there will be wage growth in other sectors, whether it be manufacturing, agri-food, etc. But they would still, even across the board, we would still see a broader increase in wage growth next year.
And the Central Bank of Ireland, you're predicting there'll be a surplus next year in our public finances. And again, could the taxpayer be looking at further tax breaks from the government or any other measure for household and businesses following COVID and now in high inflation? Or should the government be cautious about promising more tax breaks? I know the government is talking about it, particularly within Fine Gael, given what you've been saying, that we're highly reliant on the revenue from corporation tax and we need to spread our tax base.
So there is certainly a lot of balancing to be done in terms of the path of the public finances overall. I mean, overall, if we take sort of a big picture view, we don't necessarily see that there is a huge need for the government to add stimulus to the economy right now. And I think that's that there is scope, of course, within that, for targeted measures that really target the groups in society that are really most severely impacted by the current price inflation, etc., that we're seeing in energy and other commodities. So I think that's important to keep in mind. But I think it's also important that the overall sort of orientation of budgetary stance, that it doesn't add unnecessarily to inflation in the medium term. And I think that is something that the government have in mind, and they certainly referenced it in their economic statement that they brought out earlier in the week as well.
Well, look, thank you so much for taking your time out to join us. We've been speaking to Martin O'Brien, who's head of Irish Economic Analysis with the Central Bank of Ireland.